Last December, a Lincoln County judge found Samuel Myland guilty of possession of a controlled substance, resisting arrest, and aggravated assault against law enforcement. For that last conviction, Myland received 40 years in the state penitentiary. The case began in October of 2012. A police officer pulled Myland's car over for a brake light issue after a local gas station clerk thought his actions were suspicious. Myland let authorities search the vehicle. Court documents say Myland was in the police car when he hit the officer with his fist, and the two struggled. Two additional officers restrained Myland using force. Attorney Cynthia Baru says the officer didn't have significant injuries. His nose bled, but he didn't have any broken bones or cartilage damage. She says Myland shouldn't be guilty of aggravated assault because he didn't cause serious bodily harm. State Supreme Court Justice John Konenkamp questions Baru's reasoning.
Considering the minor nature of this officer's injuries, I do not believe that the defendant intended or exhibited extreme indifference to human life.
You could always say, though, that there were minor injuries because the other officers pulled the man away before he finished whatever his intent was, too. I mean, we can't judge it purely by the injuries. I mean, someone could swing an axe at you and miss, and yet and you'd have no injuries at all, but that's certainly an assault that evinces extreme indifference to human life. So I don't know how we base it on injury alone.
Justice Konenkamp also questions the state on the position that Myland intended to inflict serious bodily injury. An attorney for the state of South Dakota argues Myland repeatedly punched the officer in the face during the attack, and the beating has long-term health impacts. The lawyer argues that proves extreme indifference to the value of human life and says the South Dakota Supreme Court should affirm Myland's conviction. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.